Two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Foch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
Welcome, Nick Reed.
Hi.
Okay, so an Instagram model is selling her bath water for $30.
I saw this.
A jar.
Yep.
The first batch reportedly sold out in days, so she's making another batch. So obviously, one of you will be the girl, the Instagram model, that thinks it's a good idea to sell her disgusting bath water to perverts. And then the other one can be someone else that's like, this is disgusting. Like, why would you're taking innocent people's money for your gross bath water or whatever. You just come up with your own argument.
Or maybe one could be someone who's buying it and the other could be the girlfriend of the guy.
Oh, yeah. Like, why don't you want to drink my bath water?
Let's not complicate things. Yeah.
That's so
one great. Could be the utility company that demands a cut of the water profits.
How about people who just need water? Does that mean they're perverts? Like, maybe they're starving
for water.
Let those dying of thirst in sub-Saharan African deserts.
Yeah. Some people would be privileged to have second or third use bath water.
And so I
grew up with brothers or sisters? I mean, come on.
Gross. No.
I still bathe with my brothers and sisters. We do those recreation photos.
Of when you were little. Let's do a fun 30-year throwback.
My favorite was the one where my mom was changing my diaper and I peed in her face. That was the best to recreate. And we were in the playground at McDonald's when it happened. So
that's awesome.
You can imagine how that ended.
Well, I would imagine now she's older, so her reflexes are slower. She probably gets it more than it used to. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I had to give her some fireball shooters.
All right, I'll start this. How dare you bathe in your own water, put it in a bottle, and then sell it overpriced to all of these people on the internet?
How dare you bathe in your own water?
Who wants to buy your foggy, polluted water? And you know what? If you're going to sell a jar of water, the least you can do is send a picture with it. Why don't you send a picture of yourself in the bath with the foggy water that you've already bathed in? Don't we all feel sorry for you? You ran out of your own bath water. Oh, well, what's going to happen? Today you got to take another bath. Is that so hard for you to take a bath every day and then pay somebody, maybe a child on the second floor of your condo, to come in and scoop that bath water out of there with a jar and then sell it for $30? Oh, man, well, we all feel sorry for you. I think the reason that I'm really mad is because mine only sells for 50 cents. You should be ashamed of yourself.
First of all, you don't know me, so don't judge me. That's sort of my default,
of course.
By the way. It is a cultural thing. And if you don't know anything about my culture and the way that I was raised to do things, that's called... That's a you problem, not a me problem. So maybe you're the one that needs some help, not me. Secondly, do you know how much it costs to get bottled water nowadays anyway? I mean, for Pete's sake, anyone off. You know, you look at the cost of any of these bottles of water at the local convenience store. Don't want to name any in particular in case they're advertisers. And really, I'm not too far off on the price point here. And thirdly, it's called recycling.
No.
I thought this is something we were all about, saving the earth. So I'm just giving people an opportunity to reuse the water instead of putting it back down the drain where it just gets piped out to somewhere I don't know where, because I don't understand how plumbing works. Some people recycle cardboard. Some people recycle glass bottles. So sue me for recycling my bath water, you earth-hating freak.
Oh my God.
My only question is, why does your bath water smell like tuna juice?
Foch and Sarah on Power 96.5. Hit them up on their socials and listen to their podcast at power965.com or on iTunes.